Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you. Go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be when you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I will be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say an ave there for me.
And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my breath shall warm sweeter be. For you
shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Greetings and welcome to Inside Baseball with Old Chestnut. I'm Liam Allen, without my friend Morris Sachs. Morris is out riding his bike, I believe, today, which listeners of this show will know that we will have to discuss in depth next week. But he's busy. I am not. It is St. Patrick's Day here in New York. So I am going to provide you with the ultimate St. Patrick's Day playlist, okay? We are going to do this quickly. I'm not going to interrupt. I'm going to play the songs. I'll give you a little tidbit. A quick background. Let me declare my credentials. As you know, my name is Liam Allen. I am 43 years old. So when I was a little kid, there were no Liams in New York, Connecticut, New York, America. Okay. I was the first Liam. You can go in the Social Security database in 1981 and look up how many Liams were in America that year. None. Okay. I am the pioneer of the name Liam. I would like to think that I am the acorn that grew the tree that is now the most popular name in America for like 10 years in a row. Okay, so Mrs. Allen was 25 years ahead of the curve. And it was a blessing and a curse because as a little boy running around with freckles named Liam wasn't ideal. Liam the leprechaun, Liam this, Liam that. Best part about it was my mother instilled in me this pride of my Irish heritage. My mother's from Pennsylvania. My father's from Massachusetts. Both of my grandfathers fought in World War II for America. I am American with Irish heritage. And it was drilled into me at a young age with these songs. And I was also an Irish step dancer. Many of you might be familiar with Riverdance. In the late 80s, early 90s, Irish step dancing was not popular. It was a niche thing amongst Irish people in Irish communities in America. Traditional Irish folk dancing, they have competitions, they have festivals. 9 out of 10 were girls. I was the one boy. So I got to put a kilt on and I got to perform. I did Radio City Music Hall. I performed at Radio City Music Hall from the age of about 6 to 16. Monday nights, I went to Tarrytown, New York. Tuesday nights, I went to Mineola, Long Island. Wednesday nights, I went to Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Thursday nights, my sister would go back to Mineola. And then Friday nights, I would go to the Bronx. So 4 out of 5 nights of the week, my mother would drive my sister and I to the best Irish dancing teacher in the world, Donnie Golden. Donnie was the best in New York, the best on the East Coast, the best in America. He's like the Bill Walsh of the NFL. He spawned the coaching tree. He spawned all these magnificent Irish step dancing teachers. So I'm a little Irish American kid, and I had to listen to these songs growing up. And this is how I learned Irish history, through these songs. All right, I'm just going to play them. Away we go.
Einen Mensch mit Irish stricken in der Blut. But they met him face to face with the courage of the race, and they went with souls undaunted to their doom.
mountain valley with their blood said she. What have I now? Said the fine old woman. What have I now? This proud old woman did say, I have four green fields. One of them's in bondage, in stranger's hands, who try to take it from me. My sons have sons as brave as were their fathers. My fourth green field. Again, said she.
watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and pray, for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of that cry.
Let's hear it now.
Did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is by law forbid to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day no more we'll keep, his colours can't be seen. For they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. I met with Nabbertandy and he took me by the hand. He said, how's dear old Ireland and how does she stand? She's the most distressful country that you have ever seen. For the hanging men and women, for the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women, for the wearing of the green.
And since the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root and flourish there, though underfoot is trod.
My father loved his country and sleeps within its breast, while I that would have died for her must never so be blessed. Those tears my mother shed for me, how bitter they had been, if I had proved a traitor to the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green.
But if at last our colours should be torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from the dear old Isle will part. I've heard a whisper of a land that lies beyond the sea, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day.
Oh, Ireland, must we leave you driven by a tyrant's hand, and seek a mother's blessing from a strange and distant land, where the cruel cross of England shall never more be seen, and in that land we live and die, still wearing Ireland's green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green, they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green, they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green.
Bye.
worry so. Hush a vocal, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. And come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. At the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud-walled cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a man, the heart was beating for the blessed morning light. Murmurs rang along the valley to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand lights were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Troubles down and then, now is the time to make them up again. Sure aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time, step together now.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, and maybe the wrong road. But we're together now, who cares? North and south men, comrades all. Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road, swinging along, singing the soldier song.
Tinker, tailor, Epsom watch his son. Butcher, baker, shoulder in his gun. From each man, a poor man, every man alive. All together just a goal inside.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, and maybe the wrong road. But we're together now, who cares? North and south and comrades all. Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road, singing along, singing the soldier song.
Before the dawn, from dissensions Ireland is reborn. Soon we'll all united Irish men make our land a nation once again.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows.
together now, who cares? North and South men, comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Donegal, we're on the one road, swinging along, singing a soldier song. Though we have our troubles now and then, now is the time to make them up again. Sure aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time, set together now.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, and maybe the wrong road. But we're together now, who cares? North and south and comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road, singing along, singing a song.
We set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. But a wonderful craft, she was rigged for an aft, and now how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Million bites of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of gold.
We had 3 million barrels of our nanny goat's tails.
We had 4 million barrels of stone.
We had 5 million dogs, 6 million herds, 7 million barrels of birds.
We had 8 million hides of our blind horses' hides,
and all that the Irish Rover.
There was our Mickey Cute, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluted and bent. With his smart witty talk, he was cock on the walk, and he rolled the Dame Dunder and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance, and he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Suddenly there was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was John McGurk, who was scared stiff of work,
and a man from a Smead come along.
There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rogue,
and fighting that Shisey from Dover.
I am Ron McMahon from the banks of the Bun,
the skipper and the Irish Rover.
For a sailor it's always a bother in life, it's so lonesome by night and by day. Then he longs for the shore, and a pity young whore, who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, filling putteen and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, and a song from the Irish Rover.
We are sailing 7 years
when the mazes broke out,
and he's a blessed this way in the fog.
And a wild old crew was reduced down to two,
with the skipper and our captain's all dead.
Then a ship struck a rock,
oh Lord, what a shock.
So it was turned right over,
turned 9 times around, then the poor old dog was drowned.
The Irish Rover.
River Dance.
How about that? Riverdance. That's what I turned down. Okay? Hope you guys enjoyed that. It was a wonderful walk down memory lane with Mrs. Allen. Thank you very much, Mom. Haunt me forever. The fact that at the 1995, you got to make a choice. You want to play lacrosse or do you want to continue Irish step dancing? You got to take one seriously. You got to make a choice. You can either keep Irish step dancing or you can play lacrosse. What do you think a 15-year-old boy is going to do? What am I supposed to do? I think that there's going to be fame and fortune and billions of dollars in Irish step dancing? Absolutely not. Lacrosse? Well, prolax. That'll do it. 2 years later, Riverdance takes off and becomes a global phenomenon. That's Michael Flatley. That Michael Flatley, he is a billionaire with a B from Irish step dancing. The girl he was dancing with is Jean Butler, who I used to dance with on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night with Donnie Golden. That is Jean, the lead of Riverdance. And then my sister went and toured the world with Riverdance. My sister delayed her acceptance to college. University of Notre Dame said, go ahead, Caitlin. You're going to do this. It's culturally enriching. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So my sister toured with Riverdance in the late 90s when it was the thing. No thanks. I said, no thank you. I said, I've had enough. I have better things to do, obviously. I'm not prancing around in a kilt, hanging out with girls every night. It's enough of that. Go play lacrosse. So thank you for coming to my St. Patrick's Day Spectacular. Morris doesn't even know that I did the show today. So he'll find out, like you did, how much of a joy this was. Thank you. I want to say thank you to Peter McGarry, who inspired me to do it, living in Switzerland, and all the listeners in Ireland. Happy St. Patrick's Day, folks. I'll do the Irish Rover one more time on the way out.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. But a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the daft, and now how the wild wind over, she stood several blasts. She had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Million bikes of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of gold.
We had 3 million barrels of our nanny goat's tails.
We had 4 million barrels of stone.
We had 5 million dogs, 6 million herds, 7 million barrels of birds.
We had 8 million eyes of our blind horses' hides.
And all that the Irish Rover.
There was our Mickey Cute, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were flutered and bent. When he smart, when he talk, he was cock on the walk, and he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance and he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Suddenly there was Hogan from County Saron.
There was John McGurk, who was scared of work,
but a man from Westmead come along.
There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rogue,
and fighting Pat Tracy from Dover.
I am Ron McMahon from the banks of the Bund,
the skipper and the Irish Rover.
For a sailor it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day. Then he longs for the shore and a pretty young whore who will melt all his troubles away.
all the noise and the rout, filling poutine and stout, for him soon and done and over. Of the love of a maid, he'll never afraid, and a song from the Irish Rover. Will you sail, Chevalier,
when the maids has broke out,
and it's a blast this way and the fog.
And away the crew, it's a chest and a two, with the stuff and the captain's all done. Then a ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. Something has turned right over.
Heard nine times around, then the poor old dog was drowned.